forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Welcome to the Forsooth Podcast.
Sound a little more depressed.
I've got a migraine.
You've always got a migraine.
But this time it really hurts.
I'll give you something to cry about.
That's actually really not funny. My horrible father used to say that all the time.
Does he listen to this?
I don't know. He probably pays someone to listen to it. So he can critique me and criticize me about it later.
He's so weird. Oh, god damn. We're not going to talk about your dad the entire time, though, right?
I don't want to talk about him at all.
Alright, so what's the first thing, then? Let's talk about people who are too rich for their fucking britches.
How about, instead of talking about people who are too rich for their britches, let's talk about people who are too poor for their britches.
Well, that's less funny.
No. No, I can still make it funny.
Okay, let's try.
Alright.
Who's too poor for their britches and still funny?
Alright. Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman is not poor?
Well,
I thought he was not poor.
I don't know what it is about Corey Feldman. We've met him.
Right.
He's weird.
Oh yeah, he's weird, but he's nice.
Well,
he was nice.
He's also got this thing where he has a problem where he doesn't,
everyone has problems.
Give a fuck?
Well, you have that problem.
Well, yeah. But so here's when we met him, he was at the PlayStation, whatever the reason was.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of guy that just does not give a fuck. So he had his, while we're at the PlayStation, he had his tags and his license plate not on his car.
Right.
I guess he'd had it for over a year and never put the plates on because he didn't want people to know what his fucking license plate was.
Well, you know, as you do.
And so, while at the police station, I presume filing a report about how people are attacking him because he's so goddamn famous.
People or vampires?
Either or. And he got a ticket. And he was not happy about that ticket. So Corey Feldman is just one of those people you're all like, oh yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah.
I was watching The Goonies the other day, and I was like, oh, look how young.
I want to say, history took the wrong Corey.
Aww, that's messed up.
I'm just saying.
You liked Corey Haim better?
I want to say Corey Haim was probably in a better place.
Corey Haim was not in a better place.
Compared to Corey Feldman now?
Corey Feldman is still at least capable of like, living his life without, like, crippling drug usage. I mean, crippling drug usage.
Oh.
Crippling drug usage. He's not overdosing and killing himself.
Yet.
Yeah, well, he might because he's getting tickets for not having his place.
Oh, it gets better. So, you know what happens when you don't pay your DWP bill?
What happens? They shut off your water.
Well, they harass you, they shut off your water, they throw a giant fit. And then apparently they sue your ass.
They sue... when did it ever get the far enough where they sue your ass?
Apparently, if you don't pay your bill for 4 years...
4 years? That's every other month, so that's 6 times a month. What's 6 times 4? I haven't had enough coffee.
6 times 4 is 24.
So 24 months, or 24 bill cycles of not paying your bill. What does that add up to?
Well, the bill was $6,000.
Wow. That's excessive.
Yeah, just a bit. But so, I don't know if you know a lot about court cases, but you know what's the worst thing you can do?
What's the worst thing you can do? Yell at the judge?
Oddly enough, no.
No?
Not the worst thing. The worst thing you can do is not show up.
I thought that's what you wanted people to do when you're up against them in court.
Yes. When you're up against them, you want them to not show up because it's the worst thing they can do.
Hmm.
So, I'm going to drop a little bit of knowledge on you.
Oh, shit. It's too early for that.
Nope. A little bit of knowledge. So, apparently, I didn't create this.
You didn't create it?
I didn't create this.
Are you sure?
If you've been served with documentation...
Uh-huh.
Either you answer, let's just say you don't answer, which is in this scenario.
Don't answer the door,
you
or
don't answer the service.
Okay.
So, like, they have proof they've served you, documents been placed in your hand.
They whack you with the document.
You're knowledgeable about the case. You do not submit an answer to the court about the situation, and now it's time to have a hearing about the issue. Like, oh, you have to show up at this time for blah, blah.
Okay, so they've paperboyed you in the face with the documents and booked it. So you've been served.
Yes, sure, fine. They paperboyed you. Now, the attorney for the plaintiff goes to court. The judge is there. Everyone's there. They get a stenographer.
But if you don't respond in any way, how do they know that you got it?
Because the people who served you file a document saying they served you with an affidavit of their service and information about it.
Yeah, but how trustworthy are those people?
Well, it doesn't matter. Trust me, I'll explain to you why. So, if this happens, and you don't show up, they get everything ready, the judge will do, they'll enter a default.
Uh-huh.
Which means that the plaintiff gets their way.
Yeah, that's how I won a lot of my court cases.
So,
by a lot of my court cases, I mean the one court case that I had that happen to.
And so, you get, like, a verdict entered against you, and you have, like, no defenses applied.
Wait, did Corey Feldman have a default set against him?
Yes!
With the DWP?
Yes!
For $6,000?
Yes!
Because he can't be bothered to show up at court?
Yes!
That's awesome.
Yes. And so the only way you can defend a default is to literally go back to court and fight it, saying that you never got served. That's your only defense.
Right, but then you have to prove that you didn't get served, and how do you do that?
It's that, and it's jurisdiction. Like, you could say, this court has no jurisdiction to make a ruling against me, and the judge is all like, fuck you, I already said that I could.
That's corruption. The judge is like, I can do what I want.
I don't think you know what corruption is.
You're corruption.
Okay, sure. So, yeah. So, that happened.
For $6,000.
Look,
he's got $6,000.
I've seen Corey Feldman's house in his music video. That makes no sense. I'm sure he could basically stop throwing a 24-hour party in his home for a week and just pay that $6,000.
I'm sure that he could have paid his goddamn bill on time.
Do you think in that music video that he made, that's how he lives his life? Like, actually, that's his day-to-day? Like,
no.
They literally, cameras just showed up at his house
really
one day?
I don't want to think of him as being Charlie Sheen Part 2.
I would imagine it's probably Charlie Sheen Part 1. Like, because I'm pretty sure that Corey Feldman has been doing drugs longer than Charlie Sheen.
No, Charlie Sheen Part 1 is Charlie Sheen. Otherwise, it'd be called Corey Feldman Part 2 as Charlie Sheen.
I'd still be okay with calling it Charlie Sheen Part 1.
No, because Charlie Sheen Part 1 is Charlie Sheen. That's why we call it Charlie Sheen Part 1, and not Corey Feldman
Part 1. I'd like to point out that Corey Feldman doesn't have, the blood of the gods in him. He's not like a tiger blood and not an Adonis.
That he's announced. That he's announced. We don't know that for sure. Not without talking to him again.
Hopefully
we won't run into him at the police station again.
I've got another story for you about a fucked up celebrity who can't pay bills.
Okay, so which fucked up celebrity is this? Is this Nicolas Cage?
Give him.
Okay.
It's a Baldwin.
It's a Baldwin.
It's a Baldwin.
Which Baldwin?
There's a lot of them.
I know, there's so many Baldwins.
This one is Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin was which one again?
He's the one that was in the Fred Claus movie.
There's a Fred Claus. Oh,
yeah,
God,
with Vince Vaughn. And he was like the one that was like upset that everyone always confuses him with Alec Baldwin.
Well, shut up, you're brothers. He's more famous than you.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
The funny thing is that, Sylvester Stallone's brother, was in it also.
Sylvester Stallone has a brother?
Yeah.
I didn't see this movie. Fred Claus. What the hell is that about?
It's about Santa Claus's brother who's, like, ticked off that Santa Claus gets all, like, the stuff and...
Wait, okay, so...
Kind of pulls a little bit of a Grinch, and then he comes and he saves the day in the end.
So, in a movie where Santa Claus's brother is upset that Santa Claus gets more limelight, starring Alec Baldwin's brother, who's upset that Alec Baldwin gets more limelight. Sylvester Stallone's brother, who's probably upset that Sylvester Stallone gets more limelight, Are there any more brothers in this movie that we need to know about?
There's like a bunch of them. It's actually really funny, but they're like at a support meeting, you know, like Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's like Famous Brothers Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
But that's not the point. So, a lot of people might know, but in 2012, apparently Stephen Baldwin owed the state of New York, just the state of New York, $300,000.
How do you even do that?
I imagine not paying taxes on money that you made in movies.
Yeah, but why? Aren't they automatically done, or is it an independent contract?
Usually it's an independent contract.
Is it an independent contract thing, and you're just supposed to pay it?
Well, they pay a contract, and they don't like to deduct, and then they basically 1099 you.
Yeah, but don't
there's
you
a
have,
lot of like accounting and legal knowledge in this one right here. Like we're just like dropping balls of the law. Like, oh yeah, we take notes on this. It's a 1099, and then you can't let it default. Like, people take notes about how to defend
Eric,
themselves.
This is not an AM radio station. We are not talking legal stuff, so we're not going to move on with that one. But as far as
welcome
as
to JJ Bieber in the news.
Okay, name drop. Anyway, so. but as far as that goes though, don't they have accountants that do that for them?
Apparently Stephen Baldwin doesn't.
Is Stephen Baldwin, maybe Stephen Baldwin does have an accountant that's like the accountant in Two and a Half Men, where he basically embezzled all the money that he could and was doing all kinds of crazy shit.
First of all, he took care of that issue in 2012. So that issue is behind him. That's not the issue we're talking about.
Stephen Baldwin?
Yes. So his issue now is, and this is a lot easier and better for him. This time it's only $30K to the state.
God damn it.
But it's also $60K to the IRS.
What the hell? It's still $90K.
Bitch better have their money, their money.
Oh, god damn it. No, I don't even want to go forward anymore. This is depressing as hell.
How's it depressing?
It's depressing because I don't have $30K anyhow. And he owes $90K to the state and to the government in general.
Look, make a really shitty movie because your brother's more famous than you, and then you can not pay the IRS, and then you can be in his same boat.
I don't even have a brother anymore, though.
Anymore? Oh.
Aww. Aww, took it there first thing in the morning.
That makes me sad.
You're in the same boat, though.
Totally. I have a brother, though.
Yeah. But you also don't have a brother anymore.
No, he's still alive. Still running around.
No, different brother.
Right, I still have another brother, though. So
that's a half-brother.
Oh. See, I'm not going to put a title like it on that. Still my brother.
He put that title on it. He refers to you as his half-brother.
I don't think you're first to me at all. Okay, you know, I don't need to talk about family.
Why are we back on your family?
You're the one that did it.
No, you get out of here.
All right. I guess I'll see you next week for the podcast. I'm just leaving you here to finish it off. Are you good with that?
Well, do I have the script? Oh, yeah, there's no script for this. I can just go la 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 for like the next 15 minutes if you want.
Yeah, that'll about cover it.
Yeah.
For sure.
La 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 la. You listen to me drinking coffee? Fava beans.
Why are you drinking coffee like it's soup at the bottom of a bowl? What is wrong with you? That would be the most boring podcast ever. Don't ever start your own podcast, please, for the love of God. Like, at least I would, like, give, like, a bunch of useless information out on it, and like, we'll be all like, I don't like this guy's podcast, it's so boring. But, like, I listen to it. Because there's good information. Like, I take notes.
Who takes notes in a podcast? It's like a classroom.
Yeah.
That's just a weekly classroom.
I make a podcast called The Weekly Classroom.
Oh,
and
God,
I'm just going to literally teach useless facts.
Well, why would they be useless? They've got to have some kind of use.
No. I will only teach useless facts.
Useless facts like what?
Like, how to deal with a starfish bite.
But starfish can't bite you, though.
That's why it's useless.
It'd be useful to the creatures in the ocean that it consumes entirely with its stomach.
Are you a creature in the ocean?
I could be.
Can you listen to a podcast while being a creature in the ocean?
While electrocuting myself?
No.
Is it good for SpongeBob?
Nothing's good for SpongeBob.
Well, everything's good for SpongeBob when it refers to Patrick fighting him.
Okay. Moving on. Remember how last week we had all those topics of things that we couldn't believe were still a thing?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's
still a thing.
Still a thing. not dead yet from a drug overdose.
Oh my god.
It hasn't pulled a Corey Haynes.
Didn't he get stabbed to death in prison, like, multiple times?
That was a Key and Peele joke that was hilarious. Lil Wayne, y'all.
Young Money.
So, Lil Wayne apparently had sex with two women. Good for him.
Yay!
Good for him. I don't know. They consented.
Yay!
But odd enough that you brought that up, because he didn't consent.
Oh, rape?
No. He didn't consent to being filmed.
Oh, rape?
I don't think so. Not consenting to being filmed is an invasion of privacy, not rape.
Okay.
I don't think this is something I should have had to explain to you.
Oh, man, I'm tired.
But congratulations, Lil Wayne, right?
Yeah.
With two women. I can't believe you still got the clout for that, right?
And then having to deal with the, what are you thinking about? You never cuddle me!
Times two.
Yeah.
Shit, that sounds bad.
Yeah, doesn't it sound bad? It kind of ruins the threesome opportunity for you.
But, so, here's the thing.
You could always go with a mute chick.
Oh, no, that didn't work out well.
That's right, you did that, huh?
Early reports have shown that apparently he spends the entire time naked, but only in socks.
Oh, you don't wear socks for any reason when you're having sex with somebody.
Apparently Lil Wayne disagrees.
Nothing on your feet.
Lil Wayne's got to keep his little toes a little warm.
Oh, god damn it, Eric. You're awful.
Young Money!
You're awful. Don't ever anymore.
Don't ever.
Don't ever.
I'm gonna ever.
Don't ever.
I'm gonna ever.
You can't ever.
I'm gonna ever.
No more ever.
You can't stop me evering. So, here's the thing also. Not only is he basically guilty of the faux pas of wearing the socks during sex, but then he also just literally laid there.
You just, wait, they did all the work.
They did all the work.
So this video.
Young Money.
This video. Wait. Well, is it like an anomaly for him to lay there and do anything, or is that just something that he usually does?
Here's the thing. First of all, Lil Wayne had two women. That baffles me that Lil Wayne is still popular enough to have sex with two fans. And then second of all, they put up with the fact that he did nothing. Like, I don't think that Lil Wayne's is of a level of that. You know who is of a level of that?
Who?
Charlie Sheen.
Well, yeah.
Charlie Sheen could literally be all like, I'm going to lay here and these three models are going to please me. And they would do it because he's Charlie fucking Sheen.
That's because he has Adonis ancestors.
Yeah, then he's got tiger blood. But that's what he calls the drug he pumps into his blood.
No, I think tiger blood is something that he keeps on his desk.
Tiger blood is code for cocaine. I can feel it coursing through my veins. But he's the most star celebrity that you'd be all like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And even if this hurts Lil Wayne's cred with like women like, dude, I'm amazing in bed, it's like, no, there's categorical proof that you're not.
Well, that could have been like a one-shot thing. Like,
I don't think so.
It could have been, though. You don't know. There's no evidence. You have to have three videos to prove.
No, let me point out that when you're sleeping with two women, you're bringing your A game. Because the goal is more sex with two women. Like, you're bringing your A game.
Well,
whether or not you perform.
Unless it's like the usual two women, and then you do it all the time with them, and then you're bored with them. And then you want them to do all the work. Don't stare at me, that's weird.
So no, I'm just saying, normally you bring your A game, so maybe this is his A game?
I don't think that's his A game.
Well, the socks are...
The benefit of the doubt.
Like, he wore the socks because he's going to move so fast that he doesn't want to cut his feet with how fast he's going to move. He needs that for the traction.
The socks do not give you traction. Socks do not give you traction. You're going to be slipping all over the damn place, risky business style.
Young Money.
Da, 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 da.
Young Money.
But I told you not to even anymore.
So, but the thing is, first of all, like, good for you? Good for you. But he doesn't want the tape to be released.
Well, because he's not in his best light.
You mean doing nothing?
Well, yeah, it's definitely not your best light.
I'm pretty sure that's Lil Wayne's best light.
Lil Wayne dead fishing it while two women go to town on top of him is not anyone's best life. It's not.
Oh, I don't think that anyone deserves or needs to see Lil Wayne naked at all.
Why not? Everyone wants to see everyone naked. That's a rule. That's a societal rule. Everybody wants to see everybody naked at all times. No matter how much you think you don't, you do.
Well, there's kind of like a general interest. I don't think you want to see it, though.
Whether you think you want to or don't want to, doesn't matter. Everyone wants to see everybody naked at all times. Even that one weird guy at our old apartment where he walked up the stairs and his window was open and his blinds were open and he was walking around fucking naked, wangling his ding-dong everywhere where kids can see it. We wanted to see him naked as much as we didn't want to see him naked. It's like the ugly naked guy in Friends.
But
they all wanted to see him naked. They're like, ugly naked guy's in the window. Let's all watch what he's doing.
I'm feeling uncomfortable with this discussion point, so I'm going to end it by saying that Lil Wayne is starting to sue the porn industries. They basically buy the tape, and so none of them will touch it. Moving on, the Foo Fighters are kind of showing up in the news. Not just because they're awesome and they deserve to be,
right,
unlike Lil Wayne. But apparently they were scheduled to play at the Emmys.
Okay.
And the ceremony canceled their performance and didn't tell them why, and they don't know why. And Dave Grohl's all like, I don't know why, but I bet you can find out. But we haven't been able to, which I don't know what the fuck that means.
He has poor investigation skills.
Aw, leave Dave Grohl alone.
I love Dave Grohl, but if he's like, you can probably find out why, but I can't find out why, that usually means that he doesn't care enough.
Well, you're talking to a reporter, so I think his kind of close is like, but if you did some investigative journalism, there's a hidden reason here as to why they canceled their performance.
Maybe he's just too epic for the Emmys.
I'll point out that Dave Grohl is pretty fucking epic.
He is the most epic.
But, so, there's
Dave Grohl,
so,
you can perform at our house.
Yeah, Dave Grohl, don't worry, we won't ever cancel on you.
And by perform, I mean just come visit. You know? We play games.
Dave Grohl, do you like Parcheesi?
Parcheesi? No, no one likes Parcheesi. Dave Grohl, do you like Dungeons and Dragons?
Dave Grohl, if you want, you can just come over and we can just play Cards Against Humanity. That's pretty boilerplate for most people.
Yeah, or we could just play...
Dave Grohl, can you please come over and play board games with us, Dave Grohl?
Oh my god, if Dave Grohl responds to this, that'd be awesome.
Dave Grohl's never responded
to this. If Dave Grohl responds to this, that means many things. And one of the most important ones is, he listens to this.
First of all, Dave Grohl does not give a shit about us.
Oh, I know.
But Dave Grohl is pissed off at the Emmys.
I bet.
And so much so that he didn't even show up for the Emmys, were to receive the two awards for the Sonic Highways documentary.
Here's the thing, is I'm surprised that Dave Grohl didn't have somebody bring in a cardboard standee of himself just flipping the middle finger to put in his seat so that he didn't have to show up.
That seems like a very Dave Grohl-y thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't actually do that.
I'm surprised Jack Black would just like rush the stage and be all like, fuck you guys! Sincerely, Dave Grohl.
That seems like a very Jack Black thing.
Yeah, kind of. But, that story's done.
Or Tenacious D hopped on the stage and played.
I said that story is done.
It's never done. Tenacious D is never done.
So, I want to talk about something that you love.
Everyone loves a pretty... Anyway. What do I love?
You love creepy...
I love Poppy.
Caterpillar moth stories.
Creepy caterpillar moth stories, sure. Caterpillars on my plants, no.
So, do you know that wasps procreate by injecting their babies into caterpillar bodies, and then their babies basically like form on the caterpillar and then eat the caterpillar for substance?
Yes, and gross.
Did you know that they inject them with a pathogenic virus that makes it so that way the caterpillars don't fight them?
Yes, and creepy.
Yes.
Very creepy.
Yes.
So what about it?
Well, it's good to note that apparently the caterpillar bodies are adapting.
To fight them?
No. To not fight
them. To not fight them. How is that beneficial to caterpillars?
So apparently it's the caterpillars that aren't dying from the process, that are like literally just like they're surviving, like it's not going through all the way. They are keeping it in there, it's affecting the genetic code, and they're passing on to their children. And so it helps, I guess, the wasps be able to do it in the future and make it easier for them. But any of the pathogenic viruses they're protected against by this.
Oh, no. So the Lost are making them immune to, like...
any other pathogenic virus except for theirs.
Oh, god damn it. So now if we have those caterpillars in our garden and we get those creepy viruses that you can, like, kill them with in horrifying, murderous ways, it's not going to have any effect?
No effect.
No effect.
No effect.
So then you have to go find the Wasp in question, and then go get that Wasp to stab it with its babies, and then hopefully that'll work.
Yeah, but the caterpillars,
or just kill it with regular poison.
The caterpillars will still eat your plant because they got to provide food for the Wasp babies.
Then you gotta just kill it with regular poison. That's awful.
Most are gonna hate caterpillars.
Yeah, especially for those ginormous freaking, like, they're not even native to this area. How are they on my jalapenos?
So this is not a pop culture story, but Monica has her jalapeno plants that we planted. It's like six plants, and it basically formed a jalapeno bush.
They're giant.
And it was a big jalapeno bush, and there was tons of jalapenos.
So plentiful.
And she loved it, because she just walked out in the backyard and pick up a jalapeno whenever she wanted.
Oh my god, man. I went through them like crazy, and they would just grow so fast.
We're going to Costco to get a hot dog. Bring a jalapeno.
Yeah, exactly. Or pizza. Bring a jalapeno.
And so Monica was very happy about that. And we go out there one day to get jalapenos, and every single
leaf...
It was six overnight! Every single jalapeno had been gnawed on, chopped in half, and all the leaves were all gone.
These caterpillars ate the jalapenos and didn't die. And those are spicy jalapenos. Like, I could eat a habanero and be fine, and those jalapenos were a little bit spicier than a weak habanero that I've had.
Fuck caterpillars.
Yeah, fuck those in. And they're like the length of a dollar bill. Like, if you look at your pinky right now, it was a little bit longer just as thick.
They were longer than, one of them was longer than a middle finger.
Yeah, oh thicker. My god, dude. And you had giant hands.
It was fucking huge.
Oh god, damn.
It's like scared me, like, it might bite my
finger. Like, we got rid of them. We took them to a Costco plant area outside of the parking lot or whatever.
It just seemed fitting.
We put them there, we're like, whatever, they can have it. And then, 2 weeks later,
I saw one more,
and then I was like, oh, fuck this thing, and I threw it in the trash can right before trash day.
It found its way home.
And then yesterday there was another one, and I'm like, holy crap, and I'm so sick of their shit, I literally plucked the branch that it was on off of my jalapeno plant and chucked it into my neighbor's yard at full force. It went to the complete opposite side of his property. I was like, fuck this thing, I'm so sick of their shit, I'm gonna go out and get that poison, because apparently I can't kill them with mutant pathogen virus things that Wasp injected. I don't know, I'm tired. Let's get over it. I'm done with this. I'm just making myself upset.
You good?
No, I'm not good.
You good?
No, I'm not good.
Are you good with this? Because
I'm not good.
All right.
Well, my rant is over. Let's go.
That's all the time we have for today, and thank you. That's all the time that we have here today for Pop Culture University. Signing off is...
goddamn jalapenos.
Okay. You know what? You're not over this.
I don't think I ever will be. That really hurt my soul.
See you guys next week.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.